Students across the country are returning to school, but some districts have opted to teach kids remotely for the time being. Meanwhile, many parents still have to go to work, and they're turning to childcare providers to care for their children while school buildings are closed. For Side Effects Public Media, Lee Gaines has the story.
Sierra is in a bind. She and her husband have two kids, ages 3 and 9 years old. They live in Urbana, a community in East Central Illinois. Her 9-year-old is learning remotely, and Sierra works full-time in an assisted living facility. She says they've been able to find childcare for their youngest, but it costs too much to put both kids in daycare.
They're outrageously expensive. I mean, they're more than our rent, than our car payment combined.
With some school districts operating remotely, parents like Sierra are scrambling to find childcare. And childcare centers are trying to meet the demand while also operating as safely as possible during a pandemic. Jeff Dobrik is greeting parents and kids as they arrive at the Champaign County YMCA in East Central Illinois. He walks up to each car wearing a mask and carrying an infrared thermometer.
Good morning. Mylan, how you doing?
Good.
Mind if I take your temperature?
Dobrik is the chief operating officer for the Y. He says they created the Y Academy to help families who need childcare during the school day. Amani Harrison, Mylan's mom, is one of those parents. Unlike Sierra, Harrison says she and her husband can afford to send their 7-year-old son to the Y.
We were in a position to be able to do that this year, and so we're super grateful for that. But if we weren't, I don't know what we would do.
Harrison says she knows there are risks involved sending her kids to a child care provider during a pandemic, but she and her husband have to go to work, and she says she's satisfied with what the Y is doing to mitigate the risk. Dobrik, with the Y, says that includes limiting the number of children in each room to 10 kids or fewer.
We keep them socially distant. They're required to wear masks. They put hand sanitizer on and wash their hands upon arrival. They do so frequently throughout the day.
Dobrik says keeping kids in small groups is key. Mark Schleiss agrees. He's a professor of pediatrics at the University of Minnesota.
If you keep the classmates constant, and the same teacher, in the same sort of closed space where you try to do some social distancing, they're going to be at least fewer exposures overall.
Schleiss says while there isn't a childcare scenario with zero risk of transmission, these measures at least can lower the risk significantly. But there are other health concerns to consider, especially for parents like Sierra, who says she might need to leave her job to care for her son because she can't find affordable childcare.
And I don't know what we're going to do. This should not be the reason that I leave this and come back home to do what? How is that in the best interest of anyone?
We're not using Sierra's last name because she doesn't want her employer to know she may be forced to leave her job. New research from the U.S. Census Bureau and Federal Reserve show Sierra isn't alone. About 1 in 5 adults say they aren't working because COVID-19 disrupted their childcare arrangements. And that loss of income can have negative health effects.
It's bad for the health of parents and it's bad for the health of kids.
That's Elliot Haspel. He's an education policy expert.
We know that income stability and family stability has a sort of intrinsic connection with child development and child well-being. So we're really putting the screws to families, in ways that is unconscionable.
Haspel says the solution here isn't just social distancing and masking in childcare centers. It's also providing affordable care to families like Sierra's. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Lee Gaines.